The experiment, housed in a glow stick-esque tube of simulated stomach acid, looks at whether common medications dissolve the same way in space as they do on Earth. Justin Staub, one of the two teachers at Downingtown STEM Academy who led the project, says microgravity affects bodily systems too.
NASA has certainly done a lot of studies with bone mass and with how the human body reacts, but students are really curious about, well, what happens if you get a cold?
The voyage to the International Space Station isn't the work of NASA, however. The experiment from Downingtown is one of 23 student projects hitching a ride on a commercial resupply mission scheduled for December 15th. The project will be at the space station for 6 weeks. The nationwide initiative to launch science experiments into space is the work of a Maryland-based nonprofit.
This is the era of commercial human spaceflight, and all these students recognize they are part of history.
That's Jeff Goldstein of the National Center for Earth and Space Science Education. Downingtown STEM Academy and another high school near Erie are the first Pennsylvania schools to participate in the three-year-old program. Some 500 Downingtown high schoolers chipped in, designing experiments in small groups. The winning project came from a team of 8 current sophomores.
The carrot is getting an experiment to fly to the International Space Station, but the idea is to create an absolutely authentic, multifaceted environment so that students can be immersed in research and see research for themselves.
Goldstein says the goal is to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.